Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. I'm sorry. For what? You immediately want to know. For what? What did I do? Well, the answer is, I just use the words I'm sorry to get your attention, to prove a point. And that is that the words I'm sorry do get attention. They do immediately cause people to say, for what? Or to fill in the blank as to what you should be sorry for. So, I feel strongly that the words, I'm sorry, should be words we say, not to the point of being obsequious. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. There was a Seinfeld episode about that, remember? No, not at all. That's not what we should do. But when we make a mistake, we need to put the words, I'm sorry, out there and say them very clearly. Now, I bring all of this up because I would actually like to see you say the words, I'm sorry, less by being a more noble person. What most people do is they look around them and they go, I'm not as bad as that person. I'm not as bad as that person. I'm not as bad as that person. Instead of looking around and going, I can be better than them all. And not in a judgmental standpoint. I'm talking about in an ethical standpoint. I'm talking about in a keeping your cool standpoint. I'm talking about in managing your tongue and not saying bad stuff. I'm talking about keeping yourself above the fray. That old saying of, you know, you can't fit in and stand out at the same time. I'm talking to you about beginning to stand out more, so you have to say, I'm sorry, less. It's so funny, when I mention this concept, a lot of people will say, well, why should I have to do this? Why shouldn't my husband or child or coworker do this first? They should be the ones to act better. Monkey see, monkey do. You're saying they have to do this first before I do it. Then when I see that other monkey do it, I'll do it. Well, you're just admitting you're a monkey. And the thing about it is, until somebody realizes it's their move, nobody's going to try and evolve. So it's your move. Today, it's your move. It's your move to keep your temper. It's your move to smile a little more. It's your move to be more understanding. It's your move to be less reactive. It's your move. When you begin to assume responsibility for your life, life gets a lot better. So today, it's your move. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.